Assalamu alaikum. I've written a poem about Imam Khomeini and I will recite it right now. Iran was governed by the Pahlavi regime. In Pakistan, hijabs were discouraged in the extreme. Iran was a nonentity. Muslims had no identity. And there was much more that we now abhor, and that was changed by a single man by the name Ruhullah. His efforts and successes were all in the way of Allah. He had no money, no desire for it either. A rock star or rapper, he was neither. Then what was it that 10 million people celebrated his arrival from exile? And in the eyes of the people, the rich and wealthy Shah was vile. Well, he was a wali, he was a faqih, a knowledgeable teacher, a knowledge-instilling preacher, an excellent brother, a loving son to his mother, a caring husband to his wife, a sabir in strife, the bane of Muhammad Raza Shah, a proud servant of Allah, a model for humanity, all in one personality. Yet he was humble. When his name had become renowned, his character did not crumble. And on the other hand, the Shah was an oppressor. He was even worse than Raza Shah, his malevolent predecessor. He eradicated opposition, even if only potential. To him, only his desires were essential. And in fear for himself, the Shah opposed and jailed Khomeini more than just one time. Yet Khomeini's determination and resolve remained sublime. Imam Khomeini revived the system of Wilayat al-Faqih. Muhammad Reza Shah was overthrown by Khomeini. Now, Iran is governed by Ahmadinejad, women proudly now wear a hijab. Iran is now a powerful entity. Muslims now have an identity. Salawat.